February. We looked at it very closely, and the House Finance voted not to put the $1.7 million. But what we'd like the university to do is to absorb that cost within the funds they presently have. Last year, we allocated approximately $263 million to the University of Alaska, of which $167 million is general funds. We believe that the University of Alaska can absorb their own air within their budget. But to my representative from Fairbanks, if he is serious about solving this, I would suggest that he look at the Senate bill transfers among appropriations and do it in that particular bill within the university budget. I would vote no on this.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 5 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
13 yeas, 25 nays.
House has failed to adopt Amendment Number 5. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I lift a call.
Call has been lifted. Does the clerk have further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker.
Representative Malone.
I'd like to send an amendment to the clerk's desk.
The House, please stand at ease. Before we recess. Amendment is going to require duplication. Representative Malone.
Yeah. Speaker, I don't know if it does. I can explain it pretty simply.
All right.
I'll make the motion at any rate.
All right.
Does the amendment have a number?
All right, it's Amendment Number 6. Let me ask the clerk to read the amendment, please, and then we can move it.
Amendment Number 6 by Mr. Malone. It starts page 41, line 25. Shall I read it in its entirety?
Yes.
Department of Transportation, Central Region, page 41, line 25. Delete $70,630,300 in appropriation column. Insert $71,096,400. Delete $38,296,500 in the general fund column. Insert $38,762,600. Page 42, line 19. Maintenance and Operations, Highways and Aviation. Delete $26,772,200. Insert $27,238,300.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Object.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, what the amendment does is would it add $466,100 back into the Highways and Aviation maintenance budget for the Department of Transportation for fiscal year 85. That's at the governor's requested level for that item. And I guess the question is that with the increased traffic and the wearing down of our roads and the frequent complaints that we get over road maintenance, that I can't see any reason or like somebody explain the reason why we would funded it less than the level that the executive branch is requesting. I don't think the executive branch is requesting enough money. I think there's a lot of deferred maintenance in highways, particularly in the central region of the state. At least my constituents seem to think so. But at least fund it at the level the department and the administration thinks they can implement during the budget year, because maintenance is really badly needed.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't have the amendment before me, but I will oppose the amendment. What we try to do this time in Transportation Subcommittee is give that flexibility to different regions around the state if they do have a maintenance problem. As you can see in the budget, we went from allocation to appropriation so that these different regions may move around the funds accordingly to their needs. And I oppose the amendment at this time, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 6 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
15 yeas, 23 nays.
House has failed to adopt Amendment Number 6. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move that we rescind our action in failing to adopt Amendment Number 1.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker,
let me ask the clerk to read Amendment Number 1, please.
Amendment Number 1 by Phillips and Locker. Page 10, line 22. After municipal assistance, delete $70,500,000 and insert $90,400,000 and adjust appropriation and general fund amounts accordingly.
Representative Duncan.
Speaker, I don't think we need a significant debate on this amendment. Everyone remembers it. It's the municipal assistance amendment of $20 million. Mr. Speaker, let me make it clear. If you vote in favor of rescinding our action, you're voting in favor of additional money going to municipalities. If you vote against rescinding our action, you're on record as voting against additional municipal assistance to municipalities.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Of course, the member from Juneau knows what he just said is not quite correct. What this motion is a rescinding motion. It's not on the motion itself. It's on a rescinding motion. And I know my learned, distinguished colleague, and I can think of some other adjectives, knows better than that.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to agree with the Majority Leader. This is a rescinding motion. And if anybody made a mistake the first time they voted, Mr. Speaker, and wants an opportunity to clear the record, then I suggest, Mr. Speaker, that as a courtesy to that member, all the members of your caucus would want to vote yes on this motion. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House rescind its action in failing to adopt Amendment Number 1 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
15 yeas, 23 nays.
The House has failed to rescind its action in failing to adopt Amendment Number 1. Does the clerk have further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 511 Finance be considered in gross advance to third reading and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 511 Finance by the Finance Committee. An act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of state government and providing for an effective date.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to explain my vote on this bill so that there's no misunderstanding. I'm going to vote against the passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 511. Mr. Speaker, I want to vote. First, I want to state there are some good things in that budget. There are, and I think all of us will admit, there's some very needed programs for some very needed services being funded. However, I'm going to vote against it because I feel there's some serious problems with it also. Five of those problems were outlined very clearly in a debate on the amendments, Mr. Speaker, so those don't need to be reiterated or gone over. But there's other areas of concern that I have with the budget, and I want to mention them very briefly. Mr. Speaker, one area is in the area of domestic violence and sexual assault. Mr. Speaker, we did give an increase to that budget this year, an increase of 9.9%. However, it doesn't adequately reflect or compensate for the large increase that those shelters have had in client load, Mr. Speaker. Also, there's been a new ruling from the federal government that they're going to be required to pay FICA payments, so it's taking away from some of the money they have for actual program operation. There have been two shelters enlarged, which are now under operation. Two new programs have been added. Mr. Speaker, really, that budget should be increased over what it is in this budget, and it should be increased by about $440,000. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, I've got concern with the Department of Law budget in the area of prosecution. There was a move in the House Finance Committee to reduce travel in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Judicial Districts, Mr. Speaker. That travel reduction has a potential of seriously impacting the ability to prosecute certain levels of cases. Those funds, and it was testified in the House Finance Committee, are needed for witness travel. If the funds aren't available, witnesses won't be able to be brought in from outlying areas of the state or travel to wherever the court, the case is being held. these budget constraints could end up in some of those cases being dismissed, Mr. Speaker. They're misdemeanors, but it was stated in the Finance Committee that the types of cases that may be dismissed, not prosecuted because of this reduction in travel, could include OMVI, operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. And we know, Mr. Speaker, that for the last 2 years we've been tightening up those laws. We're now cutting back on the travel for witnesses, and some of those cases may have to be dismissed because of that. Speaker, I'm also concerned about the level of funding for child care. Again, it's better than it was last year. We've seen an increase in that budget. The governor recommended, though, an increase of about $2.8 million. The House Finance Committee in this budget increases it by 50% of what the governor recommended, $1.4 million. It is an increase. And Mr. Speaker, I don't think it's a sufficient increase. I think that the governor's level of funding to provide added support to single parents who are working so that their children can be cared for and they can have a job, I think the governor's level was much better. Speaker, in the budget on natural resources, there's a decrease under land and water public use, a reduction in an area called dam safety. Mr. Speaker, that's not a very, it's not an area that doesn't really, I guess, raise a lot of eyebrows. People probably don't know a whole lot about it. They probably think that's just one of those mundane things that state government does and is involved in. Mr. Speaker, the department has testified that this reduction of $146,000 to the contractual line item for dam safety has a potential, a very severe potential, of impacting lives in this state. The reason why, Mr. Speaker, is that one of the charges of that department is to inventory dams in this state to know whether or not they're safe. And once they determine whether they're safe or not, to decide what needs to be done to make them structurally sound. Mr. Speaker, without this money, we're not going to allow them to do that job and do it the way it should be done. And the department reported in Finance Committee that there's, in Southeast Alaska alone, several dams which are potentially not structurally sound. And those dams are in residential areas. And if they should happen to have a problem with those dams, the water would impact residential areas. Speaker, I don't think it's wise to try to save $146,000 and cause potential problems for human lives. Mr. Speaker, the last area I wanted to mention, the one I'm concerned with, is in the Commerce and Economic Development budget. Speaker, we discussed this in finance at some length. It's in an area called Economic Development Advocates. Mr. Speaker, for all intents and purposes, that whole section of the budget was deleted. The new administration has put together a program where they want their members of the administration to be out advocating development in fisheries and in timber and in mining and some of the basic industries that can give this state a better economic base. They want their people deeply involved in advocating development of those industries, those basic industries that this state could use for jobs and increased payroll, and give people of this state an opportunity to work in those areas. What the House Finance Committee did, Mr. Speaker, was for all intents and purposes, as I stated, deleted that section of the budget, rolled it all into one, which they just call advocates, but cut the funding down from over $3 million, Mr. Speaker, to well under $1 million. Excuse me, I think the actual reduction, and I want to get this correct, I think the actual reduction was about $1.6 million, but it's a tremendous reduction, Mr. Speaker. When we should be out trying to stimulate development in those areas of fisheries and timber and mining and agriculture, and the administration wants to do that and they want to move ahead in those areas, we are in the House telling them, no, cut back, don't do it. Instead, Mr. Speaker, we cut the money there, and here's what we funded. Speaker, we fund $93,500 for a grant to Minority Resources and Services, Inc. for operation of the Minority Business Assistance Center, $100,000 for a grant to Minority Business Coalition to supply business technical services to minority enterprises, $52,000 for a grant to Minority Alaskan Contractors, Inc. to address the problem of a lack of minority and women's business enterprises, $225,100 for a grant to Minority Business Resource Center in Fairbanks to provide technical management and financial assistance, etc. I'm not opposed to that. I'll make it clear. I think it's probably good that we do that type of thing, that we encourage minority hire and minority contractors, minority participation, and that we fund those types of programs if they're good programs and if they're going to provide a service. But Mr. Speaker, to do that on one hand and then take away on the other the money that will allow state government to help develop some very basic economy in this state doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we fund these minority enterprises. Mr. Speaker, we fund these minority enterprises, the minority contractors, and provide them with the technical management and financial assistance so that they can find a job. But what are they going to find a job in? We're not developing anything. We're not developing fisheries or timber or mining or agriculture. I don't know that there's any real policy there, and quite honestly, in the Finance Committee, I asked several weeks ago for information on these. I got it yesterday after the budget closed out. Someone forgot to send it to me. Mr. Speaker, that's probably a good thing to do, to help develop minority enterprise. But let's don't do it at the expense of developing a sound, basic economy for this state. Mr. Speaker, there's other problems with the budget. As I said, there's some good areas. But the amendments we offered, these problem areas, lead me to believe we could have done a better job. We could have more responsibly addressed some of the needs of this state. And for that reason, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to vote against the budget that's on the floor today.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe the House has put together a fiscal responsible budget. The budget today that we present is approximately $100 million more than the budget in FY85. This represents a 5% increase. I'd like to go over some of the main elements that caused this 5% increase. As you know, in education, we put in $56 million to take care of the Foundation Formula Program, new enrollment, BIA and on-base takeovers, which is a 10% increase. We place in corrections $20.5 million, an increase of $38 million. Child care, we increased by $2 million, which is an increase of 33%. The court systems, as we placed in $3.5 million, a 9% increase. Health and social services programs throughout the state of Alaska, an increase of $17 million, which is an 8% increase over last year. Senior citizens tax relief, $1.6 million, a 64% increase over last year. Tourism, 1.4% increase, a 21% increase over last year. Yes, we did make some reductions in areas of the state government's budget. Because looking through the budget, we found that, especially in commerce, that there has been a lack of direction, imagination, commitment, and accomplishment in respect to the development of our state of Alaska. Those we considered were a waste of money. I would like to thank each member of the House Finance and the subcommittees that worked on this particular budget. I think this particular bill that we have today, House Bill 511, represents and meets the basic needs of health, education, community assistance, public protection, and other traditional services that is provided by state government. I would like all members to vote and support this document that has been a well-thought-out spending plan for FY85. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Phillips.
Speaker, I don't want to delay this any further, but I do want to say a few things for the record. By and large, I do believe the budget is in pretty good shape with a 5% increase. I do believe that the chairman and its members of that committee did indeed do a good job in bringing around a good budget document. However, Mr. Speaker, because Amendment Number 1 and 2 were not adopted, which affects every person in this state, and particularly in our city and town of Anchorage, and surrounding communities and neighborhoods, I'll be voting no on the budget. But I do want to, at this time, say that I do believe that, there's a few problems with the finance budget bill, but by and large, I think it's a pretty good document, with the exception of the amendments not being adopted.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511 Pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 11 nays.
Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the effective date clause to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 511? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Bill 466 by Martin and Bettesworth, an act relating to appropriations to and physical procedures of the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date. The committee, The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 466 under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Tischer, Chairman, concurred in by Martin Copen and Gall Davis, M.W. Miller, and Tischer. Ewing has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 466 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 466 Finance with the same title, reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, signing do pass Adams, Bedsworth, Martin, Furness, and Fritz. Having no recommendation, Duncan and Jarrah. Mr. Speaker, there is an engrossing change to be made on this bill. It doesn't appear in the printed copy. And it's on page 1, line 13. The word division should be office. It's the word that appears in the statutes.
Page 1, line 13?
Page 1, line 13.
Representative Barnes? Move the Finance Committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 466 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 466 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 466 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to appropriations to and physical procedures of the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate?
Question.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 466 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Gall?
Yes to no.
Representative Gall from yes to no. Clerk may take the roll.
33 yeas, 3 nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 466 has passed the House. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 466 Finance be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar? Representative Kopanen?
Objection. May we revert to introduction of guests?
Yes. Without objection, we return to introduction of guests. Representative Kopanen?
Yes, I have two visitors here, Dr. Ronald Chin and his wife Eleanor from Fairbanks, a retired university faculty.
Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Jack Lechner by Representative Jarrah and Senator Mulcahy.
Representative Jarrah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam Jess Kiffer by Senator Ziegler and Representatives Wente and McBride.
Representative Wente.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent the body adopt the citation in memoriam for Jeff Kiefer.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam Manila Bayan by Senator Curtula.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
This brings us, is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. So unfinished business to come before the body. Representative Gall, under unfinished business.
Yes, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 466, please.
Representative Gall has given notice of reconsideration for his vote on House Bill 466. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Vasca be excused from the call April 30th, May 1 and 2.
Without objection, Representative Vasca is excused as requested. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 511.
Representative Davis has given notice of reconsideration for his vote on House Bill 511. Representative Miller. House, please stand at ease. Representative Miller.
I'd also like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Kopanen be excused from the call on Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Kopanen is excused as requested. Representative Pestinger.
Are we still on unfinished business?
We're still on unfinished business.
May I make a motion to bring up the reconsideration of House Bill 511 at this time?
Question. Will the clerk please... There is a motion to bring up the reconsideration of House Bill 511 at this time. Will the clerk read the... Pardon?
I'm registered an objection.
Yes. There is objection. House, please stand at ease. Question? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, if I personally would have had no problem with that bill passing on today, but believe me, if any member in this body wants to reconsider the most important bill that we pass all year, that's certainly his option. And I would strongly urge members to vote no on this motion to bring it up at this time.
Question is, shall House Bill 511 be brought before the body for reconsideration at this time? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
22 yeas, 14 nays.
The motion to bring House Bill 511 before the body for reconsideration has failed to pass the House. Representative Glendar,
I'd like to call the House, please.
On what motion? The motion to call the House is out of order. There is no pending motion, Representative Glendar. I do have a message that I've received from the governor relating to an appointment to the Alaska Transportation Commission. If you could move that we move back up the calendar to messages from the governor, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. We move back up the calendar to messages from the governor.
Is there objection? Hearing none, will the clerk please read any messages from the governor?
Dear Representative Hayes, pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following name for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. Boards and commissions, Alaska Transportation Commission, Robert C. Rocker, Anchorage. Sincerely signed, Bill Sheffield, Governor.
I will refer the governor's appointment to the Alaska Transportation Commission to the House Transportation Committee. Brings us back to unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Bussell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And looking at the time right now, we'll move the start of today's judiciary meeting back till 2 o'clock to give adequate time for somebody to lunch. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Hess Committee will be meeting in room 112 at 1:30 today with carryover bills.
Representative Abood.
Speaker, due to the anticipated stuff that was going on during this last bill, I canceled my hearing for State Affairs. However, I think now we'll try to do it again at 2 o'clock, if possible, to get set up. It is a teleconference, and we'll try to do it. We may not be able to make it, though.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Rules Committee will meet Monday, April 30th, 8:30, in the Resources Room. And the bill is a committee substitute for Senate Bill 490, Finance, an act making a supplemental appropriation. Also, another announcement, Mr. Speaker. I sent a letter out to everyone about our class pictures, Class 84. And because so many people are going up to see the Pope, I would like to reschedule that picture for Monday, the 7th, so that you'll be able to get your pictures and get the orders in. So I'll get a note out on it, but I just wanted to remind everybody.
Further announcements? Special orders? Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had given notice of reconsideration on House Bill 450, on House Bill 466, or actually on the Finance Committee substitute. When the bill was heard in Hess, it was the original version, which is significantly different. And I didn't have an opportunity before to ask the Finance Chairman to possibly help the members understand a little more fully how these changes took place and what the intent of the Finance Committee substitute is. If this would be an appropriate time, I would like to ask the Finance Chair for an explanation so that tomorrow, when reconsideration is brought up, the information will have been discussed. Thank you.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I think that he could go to the Finance Chairman after this is over, because there are other committees that need to meet. People have things to do. I really do not think this is the time for him to ask for these, since the bill has already passed. He has it under reconsideration.
It is really, what you're doing, Representative Gall, is really not a special order. However, if you want to pursue that, you have the floor.
No, I don't need to pursue it, although I do consider it in order, and I'll speak to the Finance Chairman about it and discuss it tomorrow.
Thank you. Representative Adams?
Yes, to the Speaker from Hans, yes, I'd like to meet him, because we need to take some time and look at the legal opinions on Sections 1, 2, and 5, and that would take some time, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to meet with him afterwards, please.
Thank you. Representative Szymanski?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, I just wanted to, under special orders, address political footballs.
You have the floor, Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, political football I'm referring to is not House Bill 511, which we just moved, but the political football I brought into the chamber several weeks ago, and somehow it's disappeared. I hope there isn't a correlation between it and 511, but assuming there isn't, I would request any of the members who may be able to search the premises or know where it may be that please return it back to my desk. Thank you.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Thursday, April 26, 1982.
Well, before we all get away, since we have reconsidered both bills on today's calendar, and they are rather lengthy, at least one of them is a rather lengthy bill, if you'd leave it on your desk, it would be helpful. Is there objection to the motion that we recess until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.